And now on Radio 4, the Monday Play.
Ancient Enemies by Elizabeth North, with Charlotte Coleman as Petra and Bill Nighy as Henry.
I should say how he was, what sort of person he was, this person we're looking for. You should know, in fact, he's not like anyone, which makes it difficult. Well, not like anyone else I've ever known. Yeah, so it might be easier to tell you what he wasn't like, or maybe list the things he was against, which were the sort of people who went on about a thing or an idea they had, the sort of people who have theories, because as far as Henry was concerned, or is concerned, there is no theory behind anything.
Life is chaos. Human nature is irredeemable. Only by pushing people to the edge do you get results.
But he told people what they were like, what they should be like, me especially. He was always telling me I was much too independent.
Those who go their own way, those who must have their own way, will be left to it. Those who are concerned for no one can be sure that no one finally will be concerned for them. Oh, for Christ's sake, everyone.
And if you didn't nod and listen and accept what he said, he would feel rejected and say that nobody loved him. Oh, and if you didn't think you loved him, he would think you hated him. So you can see. Oh, sod it.
Henry, darling, listen. You are someone who can make or break a situation. You make things happen. You are a central figure. People do mind what you say. They remember. Because it's important to them. Because the force of your personality makes it important.
This is my mother writing in her diary, which I read every night. She writes here in the office downstairs and then goes up to bed. Meanwhile, I come down again and having access to the keys of everything...
You give so much that people come to expect the world from you. Then you withdraw. Children need consistency. I know that Petra's not a child exactly, but she's not an adult.
She used to write him like that, even when he was around. As if she had to work things out before she said them to him. Oh, especially when there'd been a row or anything, usually because of me. She was always explaining me to Henry.
I know you think I haven't disciplined her properly. But that's how we started out, before you joined us.
She is out to get me, to split the two of us. Right from the start, she resented me. And then when we had Daisy, she resented her as well.
No! She wanted your attention.
She treated the house as if it were a doss house.
Oh, children, like adults, should be able to relax at home.
For Christ's sake, Alison, we were setting up a business.
To understand the situation as it was, you have to understand the place. Like now, from up here, I can see it lit up. Harrison's the gallery. The plate glass windows and the carpets in the window. The glint of brass, my mother serving. Up here is the park. It rises to a ridge with trees on top within the town. The town of, let's say, 30 or 40,000 people, which can't matter, can it? Anyway, it's getting dark, and she's missing Henry. She doesn't say she's missing him. She carries on as normal. All the product, ethnic goods, crafts from India, rugs and so on, plus quality stuff from England by local craftsmen, well, craft persons, rather. He might come back. So each night she sends us out to meet the train.
Petra!
We'd see him coming. There'd be others getting off the train and coming this way through the park, but we'd pick him out. Blonde hair. Well, blonde going white, if we should have to describe him, if it comes to that.
Petra! Where are you? It's that dog again.
The station's that way. To the north, maybe? Oh, I don't know. Whichever way, anyway. And if he's coming off the train, he'd cross the park.
Where are you? That dog! That black dog! It was chasing me! You're up there in the tree, aren't you? I want to go home now!
Okay, I'm coming. Dress, Well, that of a businessman. Well, quite unusual businessman. Could even tell you how he walks. A kind of lope. Now, look for someone... Look for a cocky bastard, you know. Look for someone who's very confident. Or who seems very confident.
What are you doing?
Listening.
I can't hear anything. Just traffic.
Yes, well, there are things you can't hear. Or can't see, or smell, or touch. Viruses, radiation, atmospheres that you can't measure on barometers.
He said we could go home.
And people's thoughts, and powers, and plans, and presences.
She said not to be long, she said.
Do me a favour and keep off the subject.
I only said I could sense things, unseen things.
She's got enough to...
Enough of what?
Just leave it, okay?
You believe in things like that. You used to say that I was a poltergeist.
Did I?
Guess who wasn't on the train tonight?
I gathered.
Look, it's been 3 weeks.
Has it?
All right, so, man's nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear. I'll repeat that, shall I, for those of you who appear to find it difficult to keep awake.
School in the morning, Mr. Forbes and English 1. It's not difficult. He's one of those who lets you have your own opinion.
Man's nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear.
No.
Act 3, scene 2. The play, perhaps I should remind you, is King Lear. Even though we've been studying it since Christmas. How long have we been studying King Lear, Petra?
Since Christmas.
Thank you. Act 3, scene 2, Stormsea. Well known by some, the passage that we're looking at comes after Lear has made the famous speech in which he challenges the storm. Blow winds, etc., rumble thy belly full, spit fire, spout rain, and so on. Now, after this... pick it up. After this, Kent speaks. Kent speaks. Now, we can remember who Kent is, I hope.
Please, Mr. Ford?
Yes.
Kent is the witness, the little voice of observation.
Exactly. Thank you, Tracy. And he is saying...
Man's nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear.
I was asking for the meaning, not the quote, Petra. The old man Lear has, of course, been stretched both physically and emotionally.
He's going through a very bad patch, isn't he? A midlife crisis, possibly. Mm-hmm. Or late life crisis. People's lives were shorter then, so mid would come much later, wouldn't it?
Jane...
Oh, no, no, sooner.
Yes, Jane, as always, thoughtful. Thank you, but listen. Theme, boys and girls. The author's statement. What, in a very general sense, is Shakespeare saying about life? Someone.
He's raging, isn't he? King Lear, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's had it up to here. My dad's like that once he gets going. Oh,
thank you, Maxine. Now, come on, you remember earlier, or were you absent, that he lost his kingdom?
Gave it up, you mean?
And so he should have if he couldn't control his temper.
You don't think, do you, Mr. Forbes, that King Lear, that there might be special reasons for his anger?
Hmm?
Well, couldn't he have had an ulcer, possibly?
Oh, ulcers might have been invented then.
Or Alzheimer's.
Oh, please, come on, listen. I didn't have to be a teacher.
No, you'd rather taken up that offer, eh?
In Australia, wouldn't you, Mr. Forbes?
Actually, speaking of the pressure of the elements, the pain of life, the suffering of humanity in general.
Not humanity in general, men in general.
Oh, here we go again.
But just angry like men are.
Yes.
Even when they're pretending not to be. I think the men get angry. Men get angry, period. Yeah, and women
right.
Don't, well, not enough, anyway. And, well, there's nothing more to say on it.
Oh, thank you. Helpful contribution, Petra. Right. 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 Give us a passage for tomorrow. Read the passage and stop hurrying. Slow down.
You give him a hard time, you know. And after all he's been through in the last few days...
Wasn't he in there with the twins, was it?
These days, Petra, men share everything. They practically partake in parturition. They witness every moment and thereby they become committed fathers.
It was a longish labour, so my mother heard.
Well, they got two babies out of it.
What with his teaching, plus he's looking after little Eddie single-handed in the evening. Well, he's something of a new man, really.
Or trying to be, or pretending to be.
Any news of Henry yet?
Outside the kitchen, a kind of balcony. Sunny at lunchtime this time of year. And from here, some steps down into the yard and garden, which reminds me of better times. Like on a Sunday, maybe, when Henry would watch my mother in the garden. On the subject of women, he thought that women were more generous than men. He thought that women needed to be, or am more organised.
Look at your mother. Look at the way she's imposing order on the earth and plants. Life is chaos, yes, but a woman puts her order on the universe.
Henry, may you be forgiven.
Men are naturally mean-minded and excessive, but we do provide.
Oh, you don't. It's equal in this family. Mum does all the gardening on top of working in the shop and nearly all the cooking.
Okay, okay. And I'm not needed. Mm. Why don't you two do the garden on your own?
Did you have to?
But it's true.
It's something I can live with.
Well, you could live with anything.
Listen, I'm with Henry. I'm with you as well. I want to be with both of you.
I thought I shared this house, but no. It's a house of women.
Male sexuality does get in the way of things, but there it is.
Needs me? Needs me? Bullshit, Alison.
She argues because she argues. Well, because she is an arguer. Ugh. She needs to feel her strength and test herself. You're a challenge to her. Therefore, I think we could say she needs you.
Oh, don't go on, Alison.
Life is the attrition of opposites. Life is yin and yang. Ugh. Hence, she needs you.
One of us will go mad if you go on like this.
Trouble comes when you think she's being hostile, so you mobilize your forces. The party of the first part mobilizes, and the party of the second part observes and then reacts to it.
Well, there you have it. Well, this is a shop. The music policy is, as you can hear it, Eastern, to go with the product, Henry's idea. But at least I get to work here, paid by the hour.
So beautiful in here, I always think. My mother says this is the most appealing shop in town. I think these rugs and things come all the way from... Where was it you said they came from?
Afghanistan.
I thought there was fighting there.
Yeah, it probably is, like anywhere.
It's the art of lighting which makes it so impactful. As well as all the plants and the shadows that they throw. There's a sense that one's in a jungle. Yet there's a sense of peace. To think that Henry, who created this, has left it. Could it be business worries?
Might have been a year or so ago, but we've been breaking even recently.
There was a programme on not so long ago about all the people who go missing every year. It's in the thousands, I believe. And many of them, sad to say, found dead somewhere. Oh, Mr. Forbes was asking for you. He said to tell you the essay topic is Women in Lear. I'll see you.
Bye. Two English lessons missed. Forbes asking for me, which is something.
I'll take over now, thanks.
Mum, look, it's been 3 weeks and 2 days. He might be dying in a ditch for all you know. I mean, he might be tied up like a parcel and suffocating in the boot of a car.
We'll carry on as normal, shall we?
Well, if it's normal, why are you so angry?
Because there is a customer.
How much longer?
We'll talk about it in a week.
Okay. Look, today is day one. Day seven, we take action.
Okay, now gather reins again. Weight forward into a rising trot. Oh, leg, leg, leg. Heel in, lean forward. Keep the pace up. Now across the circle, changing leg. And anti-clockwise. Oh, that's pathetic. Where's his speed? He's knackered.
He can still go.
Oh, call that going. What did you pay for him?
It was years back. I saved up for it.
I've got this gelding. Fancy. 16 hands. More go in him. Oh,
George, and I thought you had more ambitions. You were going places.
It's fine when he's outside.
You get out what you put into it.
Look, it's difficult just now, having to bike out here. I mean, when Henry brought me out for lessons, it was okay. But he's away.
He seemed kind of keen for you to be competitive. Seemed kind of keen on you in general.
There wasn't anything like that. There wasn't anything like that.
All right, all right.
Look, I'll take him out now. I fancy getting him to canter to the monument.
Come on.
Oh, he is old, yes. But I like the size of him. He's bulky, black, and broad at the withers. And his hooves are massive, verging on the cart horse scale. Yeah, and his canter is off, true, but his neck is thick. And maybe there's some Morgan horse back there somewhere in his pedigree. I don't know what's a monument to. A war or something, maybe. Or to some guy who owned all this land and went off and discovered things. You get a great view from up here, across the fields and then more fields and to the river. You can see the way it curves and how it heads towards the sea. And on a clear day, right down to the sea itself.
When my mum left my dad, she said it was on account of she was going off to find herself. But then my dad still says there wasn't any self to find. It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, I suppose there isn't kind of anything inside a person. Not one single thing. A soul. Anything.
With Ben, you don't think much about male anger and the rest of it. But maybe he's exceptional. Or extra thick.
Are you worried, then?
Not especially.
Mind you, I mean, they never found that lord who went off years back when he'd killed someone. But I guess he'd say... My dad would say that unless it's a kid or like a pregnant woman, they can't do a lot. They've got enough on without tracing people who've bunked off.
Ben's dad is a policeman. I used to sort of go out with him, Ben, I mean, but now it's just somewhere to come to get away from home.
Or if the missing person's diabetic or a cripple.
But it was on account of Ben that there was this big row. This was getting on for a year ago. It was about the time I finished with him, but was, like I am now, still friends with him. We were babysitting Daisy. We were in bed together, cuddling, to keep warm and just talking.
Where is she?
In bed, asleep, I should imagine.
There's someone with her, isn't there? Go and see.
Shh.
Go and see. There's someone with her.
There was someone with me. It was Ben, and we weren't doing anything. They must have heard us talking, which is all that we were doing.
And if there is, get rid of him, and I'll talk to her.
And I don't just go to bed with anyone. I'd been with Ben exclusively for quite a few weeks, and I'd finished with him.
We'll leave it till the morning.
No, we'll face it head on now.
They were in the sitting room. I could hear her explaining that I was of age now, 16 and all that, and him carrying on about it taking place under his roof, which it had been lots of times with Ben.
For once, we won't avoid the issue.
But by the time he, Henry, got my mum to come into my room, Ben had crept out through the kitchen and down the back steps.
You'd better come and talk to him.
Okay. But Ben was here, but we weren't doing anything.
Then come and tell him that.
There's never any good explaining.
Please, to please me, come and talk to him.
But he never listens.
Now or never.
But we were cold. We were just cuddling.
You were looking after Daisy.
Who was asleep, okay? She was asleep. We were only cuddling. I didn't even lock the door.
This is my house!
It isn't fair. I'm in bed with someone and it sends you crazy, but you? I mean, you're always boasting how you did it at 12.
Alison, do something. Don't just stand there.
Can we go to bed now, all of us?
That's right. Protect her.
Oh, you only carry on when it isn't you that's doing
I've
it.
I've had enough. All I wanted was a family.
I could hear them going on all night. Him shouting and her crying.
Please, please, don't go on about it now. She is careful. She knows all the risks. We have discussed
it. So you gave her permission. You let her be on the pill.
That's other warnings, but she's 16 and she doesn't need my permission. And for goodness sake, he's a policeman's son.
Yeah, whose mother's left his father, who was set up on his own in some dump.
So if they don't do it here, they'll do it there. So what's the point of us objecting?
If only it was us.
It is us.
It's you on her side and me on mine.
I understand her just as you understand Daisy, because you've known her all her life.
Whichever way you put it, I'm on my own.
We are together, Henry. please.
That's enough of that. For days it would go on like that, and then there'd be silence. But not just silence, an atmosphere of hate and misery, seeping everywhere like smoke. Invisible, but only just invisible. You could almost see it, almost smell it. Then things would settle down. The clouds would lift and we'd all talk again. There'd be my mother cooking, and he'd come upstairs from work, and he'd come towards me.
Here, give me a hand. Come on, get a hand. In mine. It's tough.
Hmm?
No, dummy. Your hand's not tough. Now listen, you don't have to love me or even like me. You think I'm always getting at you, don't you? But it's because I want the best for you. Your mother leaves you to your own devices.
She lets me be myself. She lets everyone be themselves.
There is such a thing as pleasing people.
I am who I am, and people are like people are.
Your mother has this crazy view of human nature that it will right itself.
Well, if anyone goes their own way, it's you. I mean, you do exactly what you want and when you want it, and no one... Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Why shouldn't I say that? It was a fair statement.
It's all right.
It was a statement of fact.
I'm sure.
It was true, you do. Where are you going? It doesn't make sense if I can't tell you things when you tell me things. It doesn't fit in with anything.
It wasn't something like that when he went off this time, was it?
Like what?
Well, I thought maybe you had someone else these days, and you were having them upstairs, and Henry caught you and went into red alert.
And who would you imagine I was having?
Well, someone fancies you. There's Forbes, for one.
Forbes?
And when he looks at you in classes like he's seen the sun come out.
Oh, that's rubbish. He was only matey when I was getting A's last year. Not since then.
The role of women in this play is made unfair. I don't think Shakespeare should have made two women out of three such cows. Now, be quiet, please. I repeat, I quote. Two women out of three such cows.
Oh.
It would have been more acceptable, Petra, if you had, in the case of both Goneril and Regan, given reasons for their being shut up. For their being, as you call it, cows. For instance, you could have mentioned... yes, Tracy.
Regan helped in the removal of the Jew who lost his eyes.
Mm-hmm. And Goneril told him to clear out, that she wouldn't have him in the house anymore.
Exactly. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Maxine.
I expect you want to see me afterwards.
No, thanks.
Sometimes I'm walking home across the park and he's in front of me because he lives in our direction. Maybe he'll sense I'm behind him and he'll slow down and I'll catch up with him.
Yeah, as you saw, C minus. It's disappointing after last term.
Which means I don't get to babysit.
To babysit?
Well, they said that you were wanting babysitters while your wife was in hospital. And that you'd ask most people, except me.
I mark according to the work, objectively. I shouldn't need to tell you that by now. So, there might be something bothering you, perhaps.
Why should there be?
Something like kindness made me ask.
Oh, did it? Well, there isn't anything except C-minuses bothering me.
You're missing Henry, aren't you, Petra? But we all are. I feel for all of you. It touches me tremendously. Every time I'm working here and I do something, move something or rearrange something, I look up and I wonder, where's Henry? Would he like this? What would he say? So much to remind us all. He needed very sympathetic handling, which, of course, not everyone can give.
Stella, shop assistant, part-time. Henry couldn't stand her, and my mother only chose her on account of this, knowing he wouldn't fancy her.
Some people have a way of knowing what a person is about at once. And in the case of Henry, well, I'm very sensitive. And he's very open. He used to talk to me. We were quite close in many ways. Of course, I'm close to both of them because of working here, but perhaps more so to Henry. There are things he said that made me wonder... Harrison's the gallery? No, he's not here, and Mrs. Harrison is resting.
I can take a message if you like. Okay. Bye.
She doesn't like us saying that she's resting when she's resting. She prefers to say that she's out or at a meeting.
She's under such enormous stress. I wonder if she realises...
Realises?
How, susceptible he was.
We don't need her. I can do the shop. Why ask her?
She popped in to find out how I was and what was going on and stayed to help. She knows the ropes. She's reliable.
She's nosy and she's yucky. And she keeps making out that she knows something that we don't and that she knows him better. Why weren't you in the shop today anyway? Are you ill or what?
I'm making phone calls. Oh, hello. Can I speak to Pamela? Oh,
her phone hello, calls Pamela. To those women she suspects of being with him.
Oh, hello, Janice.
Oh, she has a list of suspects.
Yes, we're fine. No, he's away, but otherwise...
Some friends, some business
Diana,
connections.
Are you all okay? It's ages since we spoke.
The woman who makes quilts. We sell them for her. The woman who makes pots. The weaving woman. The girl who came on work experience last year. A woman that we met on holiday. Going through a list.
Hello, Pat.
She lets me talk and waits for evidence.
Good.
And then I look in the diary the next day, she'll have crossed them off.
So, you reckon it could be another woman he's with?
Poor, you know Henry. He fancied dozens. Women, girls, you name it. Well, you have to watch him in action, paying them compliments and chatting them up. Well, first their eyes would get round, then their knees would give out and they'd collapse in heaps. Well, maybe he didn't screw around that much. Well, not as much as people thought. Well, it was all talk, a lot of it, I reckon, anyway.
Well, when a man goes to another woman, that's called domestic relocation. But you see, you get more violence when a woman goes off on account of there's always a man somewhere who might not stop at anything.
But there was someone, back last autumn. He came back from the carpet fair. He was too easygoing suddenly. All over me, nice as pie. Daisy and I went to meet him. It was a warm evening and summer still.
What's yellow and highly dangerous?
Shark-infested custard.
What's black and large at the bottom of the ocean shivering?
A nervous wreck.
What's green and conquered the world? What's green and swings from tree to tree? Daddy's coming! Daddy's coming!
That's enough! Yes, Daddy's coming. Hey, look at the moon. Oh, it's clear as anything. You can see a witch ride past that on a broomstick.
You look terrific, Oliver. Tanned, you've even grown. There's good times ahead.
My second name's Olivia. When he calls me Oliver, you can tell he's on top of things.
We're here, we're all together. I've got a contract, you've got your... GCSEs, A's and B's. It's going to be all right for all of us. What can I give you?
Just stay happy. Because when you're very happy, sometimes you go suddenly unhappy and it ruins things. The slightest thing that someone says can make you miserable again.
I am happy. I'm home. You are home. Let's celebrate. I want to help you do the things that you want to do.
So for a few weeks it was celebration and the weather was still good. One thing that we did do was have a picnic at the monument. I fetched Troy from the stables and rode to meet them.
We can see you from the monument, galloping towards us. I can tell you feel good on the horse. You look good. We saw you coming from across three fields.
Eddie, when you're riding, you're transformed. It's what you ought to do. It's as if you're in the right place for you. You and the horse, you moving with it, matching it. You're a different person when you're on Troy. You're not the person who hangs around sulking.
I don't sulk. I'm just sitting and you say I'm sulking. I don't sulk. I'm sitting thinking.
Yeah, thinking, why won't he leave me alone? You're right. I won't leave you alone.
I don't want you to leave me alone. I just want you to understand I'm not thinking what you think I'm thinking.
I'll remember.
No, you won't. You'll get angry and you'll do it over and over again. Why couldn't you promise? Couldn't you agree? You asked me what I wanted. I want something definite.
Definite? Stab me, Oliver. You're asking for the moon. You are a contract between people. As if a bond was something engraved in stone. If you love, you have to test. Take risks. You can't negotiate with nature. Life is not a commodity tied up in little parcels or set out in rows like bedding plants.
In America, I saw a carnival, a grand parade. Marching bands kept coming and the people on the sidewalk kept on cheering. It was as if the more we cheered, the more the bands would keep on coming. Or Henry, when he was in a good mood, is like that. It's as if he'll only keep on playing if you keep on cheering.
I thought about you while you were away and while I was away. If I've been hard on you at times, it's because I see things in you that perhaps you don't see, or your mother doesn't see. I have known you for 6 years.
8 years.
All right, Miss Picky, 8 years. I see things in you and about you. I'm older, therefore I have more experience of life. I want to tell you all about yourself and how you could be. I know you, Oliver.
Daddy! Daddy!
Coming, darling. The planet Daisy has two moons.
My mother sketching Henry telling the planet story, me lying in the sun.
So that it's never dark.
You could almost forget that winter's coming.
You never forget winter's coming.
But it wouldn't be a desert. Things would grow by special magic, wouldn't they, Daddy?
Yep, that's right.
In America.
Special magic, that
you can go to any college. Any college that you want. You don't need A's or any special grades or anything. You just choose your college and then you go to it. And things Daddy said.
If that's what you want.
I don't want. But if things got difficult with him.
If you want to be with your father?
I didn't mean I'd rather be. I mean, Henry won't change. It'll be something tiny that sets things off again. You wait.
You're 16. Legally, you can go any time you like.
She went away and sat by Henry. Like she was saying, whatever happens, this is where I want to be.
I'm looking for a Mr. Henry Harrison.
I'm sorry, he's not here.
I'll ring again.
I'll take a message.
Someone for Henry?
Yeah.
You must try and get names.
Oh, I asked.
Put her on to me next time.
I didn't say it was a woman.
Harrison's the gallery. If you leave your name...
Same again.
Just someone.
Pretty desperate, eh?
No message, no. I'll ring again.
Hang on, could you leave your name, please?
What is?
I don't know. I did ask. Hey, listen, I asked.
Okay, okay.
There were calls at night as well. The phone ringing in the office. My room is nearest to the shop, and from there you can hear people going down the spiral staircase from the gallery to the office. Because it's metal, too solid for the building, it kind of clanks. I heard someone in the shop last night. I thought I heard the phone.
Henry went down. It was the wrong number.
Oh, yeah. Where is he?
Jogging.
People don't go jogging anymore. He'll kill himself.
He needs the exercise.
He used to go out in the evening, twilight, but he didn't go that far. I saw him in a phone box one time, so there was a reason for his jogging. He was still optimistic.
1, 2, 3, let's all say life is good. What's good in your life, Petra, at the moment?
Can't say. Nothing special.
Well, I'll take it in the office.
Surprise, surprise.
No comment. Petra, I'm tired. I'm very, very, very tired. You could tell me who it is.
It's no one. It's not important. It needn't worry you. It's unimportant to our lives.
But to someone else, it's so important that you're in all times of the day or night.
Trust me. Think about the good things, Alison. We're doing well. We're prospering.
Then it was his birthday, and they had a party, maybe to take their mind off it. They asked everyone they knew, friends, business connections. We used the shop for parties. From the gallery, you can look down on people standing, being animated, and then you come down the spiral staircase and join the company. Usually at parties, he kind of shows me off, makes a fuss of me. This time, he simply turned his back.
Why did he dress?
Oh, because Dad chose it for me.
No, because it's 1940s style.
Oh, shit, not that again.
Hello, his mother.
Henry's mother. Never met her. A lot of trouble, blah, blah, unhappy childhood, blah, blah, blah. Always going off and leaving him, stuff about the war and so on. Never had a teddy bear.
Just come in. Oh, I really go for that jacket. And those trousers that show the waistline to advantage.
He's a journalist. He's from London doing a write-up in some magazine about the shop. He's called Sebastian.
All the way from London for a party.
Well, he fancies himself, I reckon. He's looking at you. I'll say this for him. He really could dance, all right.
What you've got here is not just a business, the home and what goes into it. Whoever we are, we live in places and with things. We're talking lifestyle. And anyone who's in the business has to be, to some extent, an influence.
He was a kind of dead clean upmarket sort of guy. And he took to stroking my ankle while he was on about the piece he'd be writing.
Central to it will be the product. You deal in the right stuff. Add to that, you're targeting a wider range of customer and keeping prices low. I rate the place.
Yeah, I gathered.
What about you? You look the kind of person who's going places.
Oh, I'll just do the usual things.
This piece I'm doing, there'll be a photo opportunity. You should feature. We'll have you working in the shop, which will add to the appeal, as well as emphasize the idea of opportunities for youth in business.
Well, Henry doesn't like me being in there all that much.
And he's missing out on an asset. Perhaps we could go somewhere after.
I'm pretty careful on the whole about not leading people on. But he was seeing things in me, he said, like signs of promise. Maybe I should have moved my ankle.
You in the picture, we might make one of the Sunday Macs. Come on, let's bop.
You said you wanted to go somewhere?
Right, you're on.
But he hung around, chatted to some other guests, put himself around a bit, then back to me. So maybe part of what caused the trouble later was that he didn't get to talk to Henry until the end, when there were only a few people left.
So, young Sebastian, you're going to do your best work on us.
Like I said, the place is terrific.
Oh, so it's the place. You go for the place, not the people.
You've done a great job on the place. And with the product, you've hit the spot. You've grasped the moment. It's the mix, the ethnic plus the local craftsman. And you've caught it at its peak. That's what you have to do. Jump the trend before it wanes.
Oh, really?
I think, Henry, well, we were somehow thinking that what we have here could be of more permanent quality than that. If it's good, it's good for every kind of thing.
Ah, now that's something else. You're talking the investment level. Long-term real value.
I'm glad we got that clear.
That's for the big boys.
Oh, this is terrific. Nothing like having people patronize us. Thanks for coming. Thanks for passing the time with a passing fan.
But even to be a passing fad is not that bad, is it?
Yeah, you should know.
I wonder what you mean by that?
This girl is 16.
Do, please, tell me how I should talk to her.
It's okay, I'm used to it.
You've had it in for me all evening, haven't you?
I've hardly seen you.
I wonder why that is.
This is a party.
I thought we were talking business, not family politics.
Well, then stick to business.
He could see Sebastian touching me, my ankle and my leg, and at the same time going on telling Henry how to handle me and how to behave towards young people generally.
Because it's youth that recognises the way ahead, sees the future, sees how things are going to be.
I don't think I can take much more of this.
This is good advice I'm giving you.
Do you know, I was beginning to feel quite optimistic, what with all these people having a good time, and you, young Sebastian, making me feel I'd done something worthwhile with my life.
I don't believe this. Listen, you'd better cool.
Henry, just let him go and don't say anything.
Where are we going?
What a dump.
I said, where are we going?
I give up an evening, drive down, filthy night, put myself out for them, I do the rounds, I smile at people. Christ! And to think all the other things I could have been doing. Time's money when you're a freelance.
Most of our parties end like that.
What is it with that guy?
Well, it's just the way he is, that's all.
He's got to grow up.
Some people don't.
As for the write-up, he can forget it.
Well, maybe there isn't such a thing as grown up.
You're a great kid, but you're talking shit.
Well, that's my view.
Okay.
And it is valid. Where are you taking me?
Can't hear you.
He drove. Just drove. It was a sports car with a hood, dead drafty. Then we stopped. Somewhere. Middle of nowhere. In a wood.
Take my advice and get away from him. You've got your own life. Listen, I'm on your side.
Yeah, but you're still angry and I don't...
You were on the pill.
And I was. Well, I had been up till a few weeks before. But seeing as I hadn't actually been screwing anyone since Ben, I hadn't gone on using a prescription.
That's okay, then.
Once I make up my mind to do a thing, I do it, usually. And it looked like he was expecting it, because he was, well, like I thought all along, quite good-looking.
That's right. That's right. Oh. You're okay, you are.
There was a sense all the way through that although he was enjoying groping me, well, he would have to, wouldn't he? That he wasn't really me he wanted, but just anyone.
Oh. You're terrific.
Is it really me you want?
What a question.
question.
I need to know. Or, I mean, might you be doing it because of what went on back there?
Stop talking.
It's just, I don't just go with anyone.
That's okay.
It was kind of rushed and not exactly tender.
I saw your dress.
Oh, that.
You're cold. Sorry.
Well, I could have stopped you.
I meant I'm sorry that you're cold.
I didn't have to go with you.
It wasn't actually my best.
Well, thanks for telling me. You'd better drive me home.
Yeah. Take this.
His raincoat. I still wear it sometimes. It's long, nearly to my feet, and must have been expensive. Like Humphrey Bogart used to wear in movies. Like he wore in the one where they played You Must Remember This, which is Henry's favourite, or was Henry's favourite. I couldn't give it back, on account of not knowing where he came from.
It doesn't, you know, happen every time, conception. Ovulation doesn't go on continuously in our bodies. As to the pill, does your mother take the same brand? Could you help yourself to one of hers?
She's only got one left for this month. Just rang on the off chance that you might have a packet. I'll get some tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow tends to be too late so often in these things. I do think it's time we had a Sunday chemist open.
To dream of a bird suggests an aspiration or a dream, depending on the size and what it's doing. On the nest, it means you've reached some settlement in life. But if it's flying...
No, it was kind of walking. It was big. It was had huge wings.
Bird walking. No.
All kind of waddling.
If the bird is in the sky and the sky is blue, the dreamer's dreaming of a bright life. Lights. See also sun, which means to dream of golden riches.
No, everything was grey.
Sea. Rough sea. Near the shore. Waves breaking.
I wasn't seeing it.
No, this is a dream that Henry had.
Where is he, anyway?
In London. His was sea, a storm. He's been tossed around.
It's always Wednesday when he goes.
It's the contract. There are endless meetings. If there are white peaks on waves... I'm going upstairs for a bit.
You carry on for me.
She was always going upstairs for a bit, saying it was to get on with the invoices and ordering. Well, the contract, I should have explained, was to do with fitting up an upmarket office somewhere. But she was totally switched off. At least when I was in the shop, I got paid, which helped. But it wasn't going to be enough to solve my problem.
At this stage, it looks like... You remember in that film we saw last year in biology?
Well, like a fish.
Oh, you must tell your mother, really, Petra.
Not the way she is these days. She couldn't take it.
What will you do?
I'll think of something. At closing time, we take the smaller items, those that are more valuable, out of their cases and we put them in the safe. The safe is in the office. There's a burglar alarm. I was in there. I'd done all that.
Shop? Shop? What are you doing here?
Mum's resting.
Is she ill?
Dunno. Just tired and miserable, I think.
The door was unlocked.
I could hear if someone came in.
Alison! Alison! I won't have her! They're at closing time. It's not only valuable stock in the safe.
What?
Your own jewellery! If it doesn't bother you, then forget it.
I'll make sure that I'm there at closing time if you're away.
I just won't have it. It's just untenable.
Mother's jewellery. Heirlooms from her mother. She sold a lot of it to start the shop, but there's some left, the heavy stuff. Not things she wears, not stuff she even notices.
If you're ill, get Stella in to help.
So that's it. Sorry.
He was waiting for an excuse to stop me. I mean, where else can I work, for heaven's sake?
If it's money, if you really need it.
I don't really need
it. I could maybe lend you some if it's important.
It is not important.
If you'd say what it was for.
Some autumn days are okay, if you shut your eyes so as not to see the leaves falling everywhere. It could be summer. What do you think, eh, you old bugger? You always like this time of year. You usually go better.
Petra! Sorry, but the boss says we've no use
for him. Too much work needs doing on him. Now, if you put the time in... Oh, how about a session in the school?
Can't afford it. This is just a goodbye ride.
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't he? Oh, he's had his day.
Groomed him, and the tack's all polished, and I washed his bitten stirrups, and the saddle cost a bomb back when we bought it.
I'll ask around, but no one's going to be that keen the way he is. Horses need attention, same as people do. You should know that.
I know he's yours, but it would be sad. The end of something. I mean, he's kind of family.
15 hands, bay gelding. 14 years old, not bomb-proof.
What's this? Are you going for a bigger horse?
It's because, you know, costs and stuff. I might want to buy other things. Oh, what with school and really trying hard to get my A-levels.
Yeah, I see.
Maybe he guessed then. That and my being ill as well. No one answered the advert.
They're in London.
Well, both of them.
They didn't tell you?
They may have mentioned it.
It was a last-minute decision.
Well, if you want to go home early, I could do the same.
No, thank you all the same.
I think he changed the number recently.
That's right. I have a note of it.
The office. Shown it to you several times already. The two desks. My mother's nearest to the safe with photographs, especially of me. Of all ages. This is really puny one. I was a baby. I think I'd been ill or something.
737 37.
I thought there was a 4 in it.
No. 737 37 37.
Right.
I'm so glad they've had a day away together. You'll be all right, will you?
Yeah, of course.
You and Daisy?
Yeah, we'll be fine. Okay.
They might be late back.
He said.
In town for a meal. It will be nice for them. We've been back for ages, but you were asleep.
Oh, I was dreaming of that bird again. It was as big as a horse and pulling me along the ground. Its wings were driving it like a machine or a clockwork bird. But it had real feathers, claws and everything. Its skin was all leathery like a snake's. Oh, where's Henry?
Gone to bed.
And you bought that coat in London?
Henry bought it for me. There was one in sort of creamy gold as well, but the grey was more me, I decided. But he picked it out for me. It'll look good with my boots.
An upper, a pill which contains caffeine, which I've collected earlier from her drawer, plus a beta blocker, which makes you calm, but doesn't make you stupid. Other preparations included dark clothes, like burglars wear, no shoes, but socks on hands as well as feet to muffle things, like the switch to the fuse box, which turns off the burglar alarm, and things like door handles. Right. Oh, yes, and a pen light torch. And nowhere to tread, when not to tread, which floorboards squeak and which are firm. Keys. Now, there are 2 sets for all the doors. Henry keeps one in his pocket, so they'd be in the bedroom overnight. My mother hangs hers in the kitchen in a cupboard. Also in the cupboard, the switch which governs the burglar alarm. Then into the shop itself. I've already said about the spiral stairs. Test weight on step before proceeding. Then across the shop floor itself. Office door, okay. Close afterwards. A lot of stuff in safe to be moved onto the desk, so clear the desk of diary. Calendar pins, telephone, paper clips, photo. Never use socks for moving smaller items. Repeat, take socks off hands before removing smaller items. A decision to be made, leave photo smashed on floor or pick up pieces. Shit! Now for the safe. No 4 in it. 7-3-7-3-7.
blue box with velvet lining on top shelf on right. Mother's heirloom earrings. Shine torch. Yes, there it is. Reach in for it. Box in pocket. Now for what goes back in safe. Oh, Mother, I'm ill again. Soon to be made to be sick now in office loo or carry on.
Hello? Is that you, darling?
Shh.
Where were you? I was waiting. Use your place. You didn't come. What happened? Henry?
It isn't Henry, and it won't be Henry, so just go away.
It isn't Alison.
Oh, it isn't Alison. It isn't anyone, and Henry's in bed and fast asleep. I'm going to faint.
Give me that telephone. Come on, leave go. Hand it over. Come on, over. Doesn't matter, however.
What was horrible?
Yes, you're horrible. Yuck. Yuck, yuck.
First I was hot, and then freezing cold. Only wimps and Sharon's faint.
What a wimp.
Suppose you know exactly what I was doing and everything.
Well, I can guess.
I was going to sell Troy. And then you said not to, and anyway, I couldn't, so I thought... Well, I would have bought them back. I was only going to pawn them. I'd have bought them back. Oh, Mum doesn't know, does she?
You should have told her.
She wasn't up to knowing.
Just don't blame me for everything.
I used to sit on your knee like this years ago. Years and years back.
Years and years and years back.
I wasn't blaming anyone. I wasn't stealing. I was going to pawn them and then get them back. I wasn't stealing them.
It's like Daisy saying everything twice. Suppose we wake her up and tell her now.
Well, Mum, no!
She loves you. Listen, old love, she loves you. This is what mothers are for. Or so I'm told. I've never had one like you have, but it has to be her.
But you don't tell her everything, so I don't tell her everything.
I see.
Don't go away. Please don't put me down because I'm saying things like this. Not now. Look, just hang on to me for a minute more. You may not even speak to me ever again, but keep on holding me.
All right.
It isn't like you think. I mean, it is. But generally, I mean, I'm not against you. And I would never, ever tell on you.
Tell me who he is.
Well, Father. No way.
I've known you half your life, for heaven's sake. I know you, Oliver. I watched you and wished from time to time you weren't around. You fairly buggered up my life, I don't mind saying. But I like to think I've loved you in a kind of clumsy way.
Well, sort of intermittently I have felt that, but the thing is...
Why must there be a but in everything? Now listen, love. If you won't tell your mother...
What are you doing?
Here.
What is it?
Take it. What does it look like?
That's far too much.
It will see you through. Your mother would have done the same. But I must know that what you are doing in the best way possible. Safely. Promise me.
It won't cost this much.
It's what I want you to have.
It's overkill.
Don't say overkill.
There are things I haven't said about him, Henry. For example, one is that I knew he wouldn't tell my mother. I used this for the blackmail, but I didn't need to. Because he wouldn't have.
Patients are expected to present themselves by 9 a.m. Each patient should be accompanied by a relative or friend. You are sure, Petra, that you want to go ahead with it?
The way to do it is to think that it is only stopping something happening. I have to say that's all it is. I have to keep on saying that.
And think how soon it'll be over. Mm-hmm. They say no food that morning, liquids only. Well, I might just look around the shops. Well, not to buy, of course. Just to get my eye in on the latest fashions. Well, then they mentioned counselling. But you've had that.
I've had the counsellor, I've had the doctor, both going on at me, as if I didn't know I was doing something serious.
Your family doctor must be notified, so that he or she will be, if necessary, available for consultation on the evening of the operation. You are sure, Petra?
things like this. With ordeals and with, you know, things like this. It doesn't do to think too much about what actually is happening. It's a lovely part of London, isn't it? Isn't it strange as well to think that for the people who are, you know, doing it, it's an ordinary procedure. For them, it's just work. They're doing it 100 times a week, perhaps. I mean, the people in there. Oh, endless times.
I'll walk in now. I'll give my name and it will all be done. I'll go up steps and I'll go inside. I'll give my name and there'll be no going back.
What a fine, grand-looking building. Oh, how sad that it should be so beautiful. Do you want to go back, Petra?
Two sets of three steps and the door and I'll give my name.
That's right. You're doing beautiful. A little prick and it will all be over with. Start counting now.
1, 2, 3.
Nothing. It will feel like nothing.
That isn't nothing.
Keep counting, Petra. Your name is Petra, isn't it?
4, 5, 6. But it isn't nothing. Nothing minus nothing is a double nothing.
Don't say it was a
And I hadn't got to 10 and it was over. It was only minutes, but it's like hours or days. While I was under, the whole world might have changed.
I've always liked this little cafe. You can see the trains and hear the times and the announcements.
The nurse was from an island called St. Kitts, she said.
Where is the dear?
As to the fashions, people wearing quite long skirts and everything worn looser, only suggesting the lines of the body.
It was like nothing, wasn't it?
We're entering a time of elegance.
That's right. You did beautiful.
It says you should get home within 2 hours, or as soon as possible after that. Yes, it was tempting. Very tempting. The textures are subtle, the colours gentle.
There was another girl. It was her second time. The time before, the first time she was there, she said that she was sure she heard them say, put it in there, and then had a bin shut. She heard them put it in a pebble bin.
You better drink your tea.
Oh, it seems I'm still somewhere else. Wherever it was when I was under the anaesthetic, it was bright and sunny, and this nurse kept saying something which I couldn't quite understand, and then...
No! What is it, Petra?
I thought I saw...
Here?
Yes, out there.
On the concourse?
There!
Your mother!
But she's at home. She's definitely at home.
It's someone like her. Really very like her.
Yes. Yes, that's it. It's someone very like her.
It's definitely Henry with her.
Someone very like her, wearing a coat like the one that Henry bought her, just a different colour.
We'll have to go onto the platform now.
No!
A seat not far from us, her head on his shoulder and his arm around her.
They do say men go for the same kind of person. In some cases, for anyone who reminds them of their mother or their sister. I wonder if they're going on the same train as us.
I couldn't see her face completely, but she could have been crying. He drew her towards him as if he was going to pat her back, like he patted my back when I was sick, as he pats people when he's being fatherly.
Men are always looking for some copy of the comfort that they had when they were children.
Like he can do this to the whole world. Like he wants to show everyone he does this so he can make it all right for them.
But he knows that you are going to do this sometime, doesn't he? So, in a way, it doesn't matter if he sees us.
He is not to see us. But you catch the train if you like, but I'm not moving. This is the studio where Henry did his designs and plans and sketches. We're at the back of the shop, and here's a folder of his work, his sketches. Some of them of people, Daisy, me, hundreds of my mother. But a few of these, quite recent ones, if you don't look closely, are of someone who could be my mother. At the station, it was the same face. I did see her in the end. Henry's charcoal sketches didn't show that she's blonder than my mother. But her hair falls the same way.
3.5 weeks ago, a man went off without announcing his departure. Another woman is or may be involved. This other woman resembles his wife. The wife, however, does not report his absence. I've informed my client that I cannot act until an adult of her family or a close relation signs the necessary form. Now, you didn't wait to see which train she caught. You didn't follow her.
Well, how could I?
Does your mother know you're seeing me?
I warned her.
Now, you've said you've read her diaries, that you know the names of the suspects. Now, there's no mention of a person who might fit this description.
Oh, she doesn't know her. I'm sure of that.
And all this took place 3 months back.
Mm-hmm.
You believe she's in the same line of business? I mean, you believe she is connected with the company with whom he, your stepfather, had a contract?
Well, it would figure, wouldn't it? I mean, the times in London were supposed to be on business, then it would be easier if... It partly was. There'd be fewer lies to tell.
And you say your mother's tried that company? Tried to get in touch with anyone employed by them with whom your stepfather had been in contact?
Well, there were names on it on her list, but I guess she drew a blank and gave up.
No present contact with the company? Not even for business purposes?
No, that got finished before he left. Look, I partly came because she's just doing nothing, just looking miserable.
3:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 14th. Client departs, intending, she said, to persuade her mother to make use of my services.
I know what I'm doing, thanks.
Which is nothing. He says...
Who says?
The private eye. You just don't listen. He says that if we go to the police, there is publicity.
That had occurred to me.
Then why not use him? We said a week, and it's a week since we said that. And then you just sit there staring into space. You haven't done your face or anything. People die of stress. It gives you cancer. What's that?
A letter.
It's from Dad, isn't it? What does he say?
I haven't read it.
I usually get to read the letters that she gets from my father. This one might be important.
Wednesday, 9 a.m. File, missing person Harrison. Client rang requesting earlier appointment. I inquired if there was further evidence. She said, not exactly evidence. Seemed emotional, but turned down offer of 9:30 a.m. saying she had to go to school.
All friends shall taste the wages of their virtue, and all foes the cups of their deservings. Act 5, Scene 3. Now, this is a quote from the last scene of Lear, spoken after many of the people who have been involved are dead. Perhaps we should first go through those who've died and remind ourselves of how they died. Bassin.
Well, one or two have died of natural causes,
mm-hmm.
And some have killed each other, and some have killed themselves. There's Goneril and Regan, mm-hmm. Cornwall, Lear's Fool, and there's Edmund, who's a villain but repents.
And for those of you who haven't read the final scenes, I suggest you note, and this is relevant... the sequence of events.
All I note is that he's ignoring me. And when I've nearly killed myself to get here...
And he, that's Edmund, has got Cordelia as a prisoner and has told the guards to hang her, but to make it look as if she's hanged herself.
That's right.
But then says that he wishes that he hadn't. So someone goes to try and stop it. But it's done. Then Lear sees her dead, or dying, which is where he gets the mirror, and he holds it up to see if she is breathing still.
Okay, so the quote about the just deserts of foes and friends, reward of virtue, punishment of vice. Could someone please... Tracy.
He's not even looking at me, so I don't suppose he would have asked me. Plus, I guess I've missed the chance of babysitting.
Shakespeare here is emphasising that in spite of all the chaos and the cruelty, there is hope and that some villains do get punished.
Yes. Petra?
I think it's rubbish.
It never works in real life that way.
I've been reading while all you lot are talking. All this waffling on about who deserves what fate is rubbish. The only bit that does make sense is where Lear is going on about Cordelia being dead and saying, howl, howl, howl.
Yeah, well, that's a point we'll take up later.
But it's the only thing that makes sense. Howling.
Tracy, please continue.
I was explaining, but you cut me off.
Well, I was in a hurry.
Because in real life, often people who don't deserve it get the bad deal, and the others do okay. But I came after you to say I'm sorry. Actually, when I said that, I didn't know.
I mean, Jane's told me after class about your wife and that she's still in hospital and how it could be serious.
I see.
I said I'm sorry, really.
Yeah, well, it isn't that serious. Well, one of the babies needs to gain more weight.
Oh, good. That's okay then. So you're pissed off because I've been missing English?
You haven't been in class today. I was going to...
What, put me on report?
No. I was going to call into the shop and find out how things were.
Were you? Really?
Yeah, see if there was anything I could do to help.
Well, you could ask me to babysit.
Well, that wasn't the kind of help that I was thinking of.
I just get angry about Lear and everything.
Well, there isn't anyone tonight if you're available.
Like I said, what changed is not to do with Henry. Well, in a way it is. It's something that I've found out about.
Something that he'd done?
No. Well, not him exactly. More my mother.
Your mother's done something since he left?
No. More about the time he left.
Well, let's go back, shall we?
It was my birthday.
He left on your birthday?
Just after it. There'd been this letter from my father.
3 weeks ago?
No, four. Well, nearly four. In February.
My dear Petra, a happy birthday to you. As your mother may have mentioned to you, on the occasion of your birth, I took out an insurance policy. And so, as promised, a sum of money is on its way into your account.
Hey, Henry Harrison, the sum of... Dear Henry, I've added interest, worked out at a current interest rate, so herewith, I check with many thanks... And thanks for everything. I mean it. Love. Dear Henry, I've tried to give this to you several times, but you're avoiding me. I come to find you, you walk past me.
On the planet Daisy, where we never think about tomorrow.
And it's always summer or someone's birthday or Christmas Day.
Yep. And the queen of all this planet, who was called...
Daisy!
Yes. There was an enemy who said, no, we as should be was, thinking about tomorrow.
Fire, comfy chairs, yeah, polished wooden floors, good rugs from stock.
And Daisy said to all her friends and followers, we must rid the planet of these people. They have clocks, so we will banish
them. You know I want to give this to you. It's what I owe you and I want to give it to you, just like you wanted to give it to me in the first place.
Don't try it, Petra.
There's a letter which explains things and I wrote a letter with it and it explains all about it.
Daddy's telling me a story. They didn't want to kill him and his band of followers, did they?
Listen, Fruit Gum, who's telling this story?
Okay, you are.
We will banish anyone who has a clock, said Daisy.
She lies across his knee and he strokes her hair. He lifts it and lets it fall again. She sucks her thumb and listens. She is the one person that he never blames for anything.
One person got away and he was called...
Bad Harry.
But only Daisy knew about this midget miniature watch.
Look, if you won't take it, I'll leave it here beside you.
Had the idea how to trap him, but she reckoned she could track him down. No thanks.
Look, there's a letter in it. I wrote a letter in it.
Petra.
You are spoiling it.
I've said in the letter that I love you and that I've liked it when you've loved me. And what I've sent you in the letter is sent with love and thanks. And then I'm leaving.
Good. We'll use your room for working space.
Daddy, where are you going?
I will see you, darling.
Oh. Daddy stops in the middle of a story. It's Petra's fault, Mummy. Petra stopped Daddy telling me a story. It was about a man called Bad Harry.
Did you have to?
No, she didn't.
Oh, everything's my fault, isn't it? Right. You'd be better off if I wasn't here.
Look, Petra!
It's all right, darling. Petra, where are you going?
He's not
going
to get away with this.
I need to talk to you, Petra. Come back. There are things you simply don't understand.
I thought he might have taken the car, but it was still in the yard. So I went round the back to check. So he was walking. Then I went to the front and saw him on the far side of the road. I had to wait to cross, but there were streetlights and I could see him heading up towards the woods. I know you're there! And I know every tree and footpath and way through the undergrowth. Gone to ground in the clump of rhododendrons. I can wait!
I told you, he's someone who needs to provide. Or at any rate, to believe himself to be the main provider. This need goes very deep in him.
I wanted to make it all right for all of us.
Okay. It's me that's going.
You win. You always win because you're loved by everyone. Henry, listen. I know you're there, and I'm telling you. You can go home now. I won't be there, which is what you've always wanted. All that stuff about loving me. But it's only when you feel like loving.
And that was the last you saw of him?
Yes.
So he could have caught the train?
Well, he went back. Went home, I mean.
Your mother told you?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, I went back.
So you did see him again?
Well, sort of. You know about the balcony? Well, that's where they were. No, they were in the kitchen at first. I thought I could go in that way so that I could fetch my things, but they were in there.
It would be the best for all of us.
You're all I ever wanted.
Believe me, it was the same for me.
Then why do this to me?
It isn't your fault, it's hers.
I promised you she'll go soon. I could make sure she went sooner.
Then he came out onto the balcony. He had a suitcase. He was coming outside and I was in the yard by then.
Henry, please.
None of it please. Was any of it the sort of thing that anyone wants to hear their mother saying.
I'll fix it. She can go to Peter.
No.
It'll be okay. Just you and me and Daisy. Please, Henry.
I wanted to make, not break a family.
I'll ride tonight.
Oh, this is too much for me. This is what I can't stand. This isn't love. This is a stranglehold.
At least say where you're going.
If I knew where I was going, I would tell you.
Say at least that you love me.
This is the woman who has written to my father. This was it. This was the letter.
Dear Peter.
Dated the day Henry left. She must have written it that evening.
Dear Peter, we agreed that Petra would live here until she was 18. I must now ask if for the final year she can come to you. And I think she will agree with this.
It was in her waste paper basket, screwed up. She might not have sent it, or she might have made another copy and sent that. Until today, I wasn't sure. But I now know that she did write to him.
Dear Alison.
Because he answered her. It came yesterday. She hid it, but I found it, after she'd gone up to bed last night.
Dear Alison, of course, I shall welcome her. We will welcome her.
If she can do that, ditch me, then I can get my own back.
Have you thought that she might want to trust him?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it might be, might it not, that by taking action, by having him pursued or traced, she'd alienate him further. Men respond to being trusted.
Oh, that's what you say, but you're one of them, so you would say that. Look, I said I'd let you know what I was doing, and so I came to say that what I'm doing is going to the police. Well, not this evening.
Would you say he loved your mother?
Well, he must have, mustn't he? Well, to start with, anyway. And later, I think it depended how he felt.
I begin to see that this was a man who went away from something rather than towards it. It may be that the woman in question was, as it were, a sanctuary rather than an objective. This is what the evidence suggests. Client departs, 2 p.m. in haste. It's been left that only if the police fail to offer any real help will she return.
Where is she?
Upstairs, resting. Petra.
What?
She asked me to tell you when you came in that she's exhausted. Said she wanted to be left alone.
Something's happened, hasn't it?
There was a phone call. No, it wasn't Henry, and it wasn't anyone who might have anything to do with the... why he's away. It was a man. A colleague, I believe.
Who was it?
Someone in the company, the one we did the work for. I took the call. I told your mother, and she asked me to tell them that she couldn't come to the phone because Daisy was ill and couldn't be left.
But she's at school.
You're to fetch her. Your mother wants me here to take further calls, if any.
Who does she think's going to ring?
I can only think that if it's Henry, she would rather I talk to him.
I see.
I shall have to lie, of course, about Daisy, that is, as your mother asked me to. But it is something that I'm very happy I can do for them.
To get him worried about Daisy?
After all, she...
Yes, I know.
So many things in life to make us feel left out. My heart goes out to you. Oh, yes, and you're to ring the stables.
Stables?
About your horse, they said. He's got out of his field.
These gates. You have to latch them and then tie them. I checked on him for you late on yesterday, so it was probably overnight.
So he could have come a long way.
Oh, we've notified police and local farmers. I've been giving lessons all day or taking hacks, but I've looked nearby.
He could have got on the motorway.
Oh, they'd have found him. Oh, what was left of him.
He might have headed for the monument. That's where we went most often.
Okay, you try there. Take magic, if you like. I'll go beyond the woods on Phoenix. And listen, sorry, but we only take responsibility when a horse is in a loose box. In the field, it's the owner's responsibility.
Lost. One black gelding. 15 hands. Answers to the name of Troy. And lousy bastard. And big, black, lousy, lazy bastard. Can go at speed, especially on the way home.
This happened because he was restless, not exercised enough.
Oh, I've tried everywhere. I've been down around the woods and by the river and up beside the ploughed field. Then out west by the motorway and out east by the lane towards the village.
Oh, poor old boy. He was quite a character.
I know that I said I bought Troy, but Henry helped me. He gave me bits of money when the shop did well. He also bought the bike so I could go out there and ride him. And he sometimes drove me so he got the exercise he needed. Troy, I mean, not Henry. And he sometimes watched.
And by the old stone barn and in the quarry?
Yep, went right down into it and out again.
Oh, come in and get warm.
Oh, God, I can't. No, I've got to go. I said I'd do something for somebody. And another thing I haven't said was when I fell off. He came and fetched me. Troy had bolted with me and I'd lost my nerve and I wasn't going to remount. It was Henry who then held Troy's head and waited, and just waited, and said he'd wait until hell froze over. Hours while I was saying that I wouldn't, and he said that I would get on again.
Listen, Petra, you don't have to do this. I'll ring someone else. You look shattered.
I'm okay.
I'm really sorry about the horse.
He's old. I've grown out of him. I'm fine, honestly.
Yeah, we've got some brandy somewhere. Oh, I don't know if you drink or not.
You don't know much about me, do you?
I'm a teacher with a lot of pupils. What else? The baby you're sitting for, you seen where he is. He'll probably sleep right through, I say.
Who? Oh, yeah. So, what's his name?
Edmund. Eddie. Oh, I'm worried about leaving you. We'll talk when I get home, all right? See ya.
I don't usually drop off. That was peculiar. I dreamt that I found Troy, but he was different. It was ancient Greece, and I was wearing this sort of tunic, like they did. My mother says you often dream in puns. Troy, you see, is my
heart. I stopped on the way home. I had a drink. I shouldn't have. I drank. I shouldn't have left you here so long.
Oh, I expect you needed it. My stepfather does that sometimes. Well, did that sometimes. Delays coming in because I'm there.
Is that what you think?
I put the fire on because I thought the central heating might be off. Well, it's quiet here. Oh, we've lots of traffic passing us all night, and there's a dog that howls. Oh, there's this programme on about, you know, one of those wildlife things, about frogs. It was a repeat. They were going at it, thousands of them mating. A whole mountain of them palpitating, wobbling. Oh,
frogs?
Yeah. Frogs. Oh, then I went upstairs and looked at Eddie, but he was okay. And then I came back down. It was still on. Still going at it. It did seem quite a long time you were gone. But I like your house. It's kind of comfortable. And all those books and things, it doesn't matter that it's... Well, I mean, it's very nice.
It's stopped raining, by the way.
Oh, and how are things at the hospital?
Yes, at the hospital. Yeah, things were fine. The little one's over it. He's coming up the standard weight now. They'll be coming home quite soon, though. You're speaking about going home.
Which is a hint, I guess. That and you saying that it stopped raining.
It's possible.
What is?
It was possibly a hint.
A hint to go or a hint to stay?
Whichever way you choose to take it.
Yeah, it did seem quite a long time you were out. I mean, I didn't really think you'd do a disappearing act. But people do. Men do, I mean. I expect you wish I wasn't
here. Don't say that I wish I was in Australia, don't, Petra, please. I'm quite tired and quite a bit emotional, and for once, I'm very glad that I'm here.
Like I said, I might go to America, which might be a good idea or not.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That's hardly anything to do with me.
Not so it won't matter to you.
Now, do I have to put my teacher's hat on?
I was looking at the picture of you getting a degree.
Yeah, and...
Well, just that you look, well... Well, not all that young even then. Just sort of caring.
Yeah.
And still are, or seem to be. So I thought you might mind a bit, or at least tell me what you thought about me going to America.
Think of me as follows. Only that I am a man with three kids, suddenly. It seems like 2 minutes since I was... Well, as I was in that photograph, leaving university, and here I am with at least one more responsibility than I was bargaining for.
Go on.
That's all there is to it. Has it occurred to you that we don't have the answers? That you sit there as if we're going to sort things out for you, and probably from time to time we pretend that we can.
I didn't think that you were someone who pretended things. You said you'd tell me when I had to go.
Yeah, and I'm telling you now. On your feet. Now, where's your coat? Here. Now, put it on your horse. Oh, no, I didn't say that. No, it was a joke. That's all it was. Oh, for God's sake, don't look at me like that. It was a joke. That's all it was.
It's okay. Hey, I like people who make jokes.
I can't say I'm in the mood for them just now.
I meant, I like people who make jokes when they're in the mood for it, but when they're not, I still like them.
Do me a favour.
I thought I was doing you a favour.
No, the favour is that you leave now.
All right, I'm going.
And the further one is to...
Come back tomorrow.
Christ, what am I doing? Yes.
You want me to?
I have to say that. Yes. I want you to.
It has stopped raining. Out there, Troy, somewhere. Hear me. Sky clear. Tonight you can see nearly all the stars there are. Henry said I had to go for things, and if I did, I could get anything I wanted. He was right about some things.
It was a stake, a fencing post. It was near where you were looking, she said. He'd gone into the wood, a farmer found him. She said he'd have been scratching, possibly pushing himself against it. It was springy.
So he was impaled, stuck on it.
Gave way suddenly, that's what they think. It was after dark this evening, but they got the vet. I'd rather almost anything than this.
It could have been quite some time. Maybe all night and all day. He could have done it yesterday. What, they shot him?
Things like this, out of nothing, suddenly. Putting pictures in your mind that you won't ever forget. Some memories you can clean out of your brain. But when they're violent, I am really sorry. Tomorrow I shall be ringing the police.
But I was going to do that. And what happened? I mean, about the phone call.
I'm giving it till 5 o'clock tomorrow.
But if he comes, it will be because of Daisy, not because of other people.
Not because of me, you mean?
And you've lied to him. He'll find out Daisy wasn't ill. So whatever happens, it will be dishonest, all of it.
That's right. But tomorrow...
And he won't tell you where he's been.
5 o'clock tomorrow. You take Daisy out.
I said I didn't want to come. You know I didn't want to come. And it won't be Daddy. It's never Daddy. So what's the point of it?
Yeah, what scares you? Not the dog. Throw sticks for him and he'll go away. You've learnt that now.
But it's getting darker. Daddy won't come. It's those things you talked about that you can't see or hear or smell. It's your fault, Petra, for telling me about those things.
But it might be something good. In fact, I know it is.
Why? How do you know?
Because I absolutely know. It's in the air.
You don't. You don't know that it's good.
Well, it might not be. But it might not be bad either. It's simply there. It always will be, and it doesn't matter what it does or did.
Where are you going?
Get on the swing. Look, you sit facing down the hill towards the station and you'll see him coming.
You are supposed to stay with me.
I'll be watching you.
Petra, Petra!
I shall see him coming with the others. Noticeable, always noticeable. He walks with confidence, and he's coming. I know he is. Because when he's near, I always know exactly where he is, or in which direction he's coming from left or right or north or south, or coming from above my head if he came down by parachute. Well, there are still some things I should have said about him, but because he's coming, and you'll get to know him for yourself, there isn't really any need, is there? To say any more, I mean.
In Ancient Enemies by Elizabeth North, dramatized from her own novel, Petra was played by Charlotte Coleman. Henry was played by Bill Nighy, and Alison by Frances Jeter. Charles Simpson was Mr. Forbes, Andrew Wincott, Sebastian, Una Beeson, Jane, and Tina Gray, Stella. Ben was played by Nicholas Bolton, Maxine, Vivienne Rochester, Liz, Kathy Sara, Tracy, Sarah Harvey Smart, and the private eye was Peter Whitburn. Daisy was played by Hannah Chick. The director was Janet Whittaker.